Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Please enjoy the following special feature with Shelby Varner of Agriculture Today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As cattle producers are getting their livestock ready for pasture, one thing to keep in mind is parasites. K-State veterinarian in the diagnostic lab, Greg Hanselcheck, focuses on the internal parasite, worms, and the impact they can have on calves. He explains how they are found in all cattle, but usually only affect them at a certain age.
Internal parasites, we can find those in every animal and every herd. But once a bovine gets to year and a half of age, they have developed an immunity to the internal parasites or the worms. And yes, they do carry them, but they're going to keep the population of the internal parasites at a level that's not going to hurt them production-wise. It's the baby calves, their first exposure to the internal parasites. When they consume those are the animals that are going to actually take the hit for the internal parasites.
Hanselcheck says what cattle producers need to do to help reduce parasite exposure. He also explains resistance that is being seen in the cattle industry and how to not make it worse.
So we want to keep the pasture as clean as possible, meaning even though we know the adults are spreading the internal parasites through the manure, we would like to reduce those to a minimal level so that the baby calves that are out there grazing, their exposure to these internal parasites will be minimized. We're starting to see with certain internal parasites some major resistance, especially to the ivermectins or avermectins. And so things like make sure that the proper dose, we don't want to underdose because it's kind of like the insecticide ear tag. If we underdose an animal, the only internal parasites we're killing are those that are most susceptible. So doing that, really probably the best way to get beyond resistance and also improve the internal parasite control program is to use two different types of dewormers. So when you hear people say a white dewormer, that's an oral dewormer in combination with either an injectable or a topical dewormer. Using those two types of products will reduce resistance and increase the effectiveness of the deworming program.
Talking with a local veterinarian continues to be encouraged.
For any of these things, I would highly recommend that the producer talk to their veterinarian and say, you know, what products are best for us? What timing do you guys or gals recommend as we go forward?
That was K-State veterinarian in the diagnostic lab, Greg Hanselcheck, as he discusses how to help prevent worms in cattle, but also how producers should treat their livestock for the best results. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.